Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Together, our buddy Noda Begay of the Golf Channel. He's an analyst, and of course, he played the game. Good buddies with Tiger, played at Stanford, and he's been in the booth now for a while. And we have to talk about what was a phenomenal couple of days at Harding Park in beautiful San Francisco. Noda, what's up, man? Welcome back to the show, buddy.
Doing great. Thanks. And, yeah, don't be too hard on yourself. I mean, it wasn't all that bad, you know, that little opening you had there. But
yeah, it was bad.
Great to be on.
Thanks, man. Good to have you back, dude. It's been a while. Listen, I'm all about introducing some new rules. And Noda, this is something you've talked about a lot, and I've heard you do it. But so this is not a new concept. But what I have proposed might be, listen, these guys hit it far too far. It's become driver wedge, and it's become a little dull. A lot of the art of the game has been circumvented over sheer power. So with that in mind, I am now proposing that every major moving forward has a drivable par four for the volatility and the fluctuations on the leaderboard, the risk reward, a drivable par four somewhere deep on the back nine. You with me or no?
I'm with you 100%.
Okay.
I mean, you just saw what it did for the closing of that event. At one point, there were five or six players tied at 10 under with four or five holes remaining. And, you know, the determining factor of that event came down to a single solitary shot by Colin Morikawa, where he just stepped up and he laced one, and it just rolled in there like a putt inside 10 feet there at the 16th. And, you know, every player that wins a major has a marquee shot or a memorable shot coming down the stretch. Everybody will remember the approach shot at the 16th hole, Tiger Woods in the 2019 Masters, where he hit it in there inside 3 feet. And this for Morikawa was his stamp on that championship. And to go in and convert the putt and then just polish it off at 17 and 18, you know, that was a big boy finish.
Yeah, it really was. You know, the historical look at that shot, and it's going to be played forever. I wasn't playing golf in 94. I hadn't gotten into the game yet, but at the 2004 U.S. Open, Retief Goosen won that, I believe. It was Retief. And I had a chance to play Shinnecock, right? And I was part of a media event. I think I shot a 130, but that's not the point. And I'm walking up, oh, geez, it was a beast. And I'm walking up the 18th fairway, and they've got the plaque, as you know, commemorating where Corey Pavin hit, I think it was a 4-wood, to nail down his major. If we wanted to compare Corey Pavin's shot from then to, I know the U.S. Open's more prestigious than the PGA, I guess, but is Morikawa, is that an all-time great shot or an all-time 2020 shot?
Well, I think it'll have to sort of lend itself to what Morikawa does from here on out. I mean, Pavin went on to, you know, a pretty solid career, multiple wins after that. And Morikawa was kind of coming out of that class with Victor Hovland and Matt Wolf and some pretty big guns coming out of college and, you know, was a little overlooked. But people that actually really knew the game said, keep your eye on this kid, primarily because he was solid across the board in terms of all the elements of his game. But if you know a little bit about his background, he's very, very intelligent. And so you have to either be really, really smart to play golf or really, really dumb. One or the other. Because if you sit in the middle, you overanalyze and you don't go enough with feel, and it can sometimes get in the way. And he just one of those cerebral players that, you know, he made it look really easy, but what he did in only his second major appearance and his first appearance in the PGA, you know, he's one of nine players to have won in their first appearance in the PGA Championship. That just doesn't happen a lot.
I believe it was the second major in totality, which is also a very rare and small select group as well. So that's Noda Begay. Noda's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. It's been hinted at, so I'm going to straight up ask you, does Dustin Johnson, is he just not a closer when it matters?
Yeah, it just seems that when he gets control and gets up front, just hasn't really found that winning strategy yet. You know, he should have won the U.S. Open at Chambers Bay, which Jordan Spieth went on to eventually win. He three-putted from, you know, inside 15 feet and just hasn't really had that killer mentality coming down the stretch. And, you know, if you got to know Dustin a little bit, he, you know, has a pretty laid-back disposition, and he's just so athletically gifted, and he's developed so many strong components of his game that, you know, when he's firing just at, you know, 80-85%, he can win these tournaments, and he proved that today. He took the lead into the final round, but, you know, you got to play good golf on Sunday to win major championships. And Morikawa went out and shot 6-under. It was the best round of the day in the entire field. Only two other players matched it, and he did exactly what was required.
Yeah, he really did. You know, they focused on this a lot, and I watched all the coverage, not just on CBS, you know, on Saturday and Sunday. I was watching ESPN Plus for a little bit, obviously, when it launched on Thursday. I mean, I was all into it. And they spoke a lot, all the different broadcast teams, about Jordan Spieth. And it's just a perplexing place he's in. I could see a guy, you know, losing, maybe losing's a bit strong, but struggling or fighting his swing from the tee or with, you know, long irons or with a lot of distance. But how does somebody who had such an impeccable short game, like to me, there's so much less that needs to go wrong just given the mechanics of a chip and a putt. Like Jordan Spieth's short game is, what happened?
Yeah, it's definitely a head scratcher. And I really think, honestly, it came down to, or it comes down to just the fact that he had so much success at such an early age. I mean, he came out in, you know, and he's 20, 21 years old, and he's equaling or bettering records that Tiger Woods set. I mean, when you're having discussions about records and Tiger Woods is involved and you're surpassing what Tiger Woods has done, you know, you're talking about historical precedents here. And the weight of that in terms of expectation, not only by the media, by us, but by the fans and by your own camp and your team, as well as the player, seems to have been a lot to carry around. And we saw that in 2016, he should have won the Masters again.
Yes. Yes.
He very well should have won
Collapsed.
The Masters again. And just the weight of everything just seemed to crumble down right on top of him. On the 12th hole on the back nine on Sunday, and hasn't seemed to recover since, and has just had a propensity to put himself in contention through 36 or 54 holes, and then he just sort of disappears after that. So I have hope. He's young. I've got hope.
I was going to ask you that, and I want to get a few more things in, but I was going to ask you, because, you know, it's easy to say, oh, he'll get it back. But as an analyst, you are convinced, you truly believe Jordan Spieth reemerges and enters the mix with Justin Thomas and all the studs. You think he regains that at some point?
I do, because
Good.
It's not a question of talent. It's
No.
a question of him trying to sort of be grounded and figure out where he stands. In the context of his own relationship with the game of golf. And he's got to reestablish just some new approaches. I like the fact that he hasn't fired his caddy, he hasn't fired his coach, he hasn't really made any major changes. because he understands that if he just keeps those things intact, and a lot of people might disagree with me, but the fact of the matter is he hasn't lost the ability to play golf. It's just piecing the rounds together, and he has gotten in contention in the, over the last couple of years. He just hasn't found that winning recipe, and so I think when he starts to see the Thomases and the Kepkas and the people that came out of that class, the Patrick Cantlay is getting better. That's the class of 2011. I mean, those guys are great. And Tony Finau is coming on. I think he's going to realize, you know what? Hey, I've dropped off the radar. Nobody really cares so much about what I'm doing anymore. And I can just go about my business like I did when I came on the tour.
Yeah.
And I think a little bit of success, I think, is going to build some momentum for him, and we'll see him back on his feet again.
Good. I hope you're right. So we're told to our buddy Nota Begay from the Golf Channel. Nota, obviously, was a contributor to the network's on-air site and on-site coverage with the PGA Championship from TPC Harding Park. And this week, he's going to be on site at Bandon Dunes, renowned Bandon Dunes in Oregon.
Oh, man, you've been out there?
I haven't. It's on the list, bro. It's high on the list. Trust me.
Got to get out.
I'll get out there. You guys are out there for
golfers,
the
100. It's bucket list material for golfers.
I hear you. Trust me. I'm going to do it. It's the 120th U.S. Amateur. Live coverage airing Wednesday through Sunday, and it's in prime time. I've only got a minute, but maybe even a little less. So I don't like to do interviews about golf and just stuff Tiger Phil stuff down people's throat because there's so many other stories. I'm a golf fan, so I could get deep in the weeds, and I think we covered a lot of pertinent stuff, but I do want to end it with this. Right now, 30 seconds, Tiger or Phil, who's the better golfer right now? Forget history and resume. Right now, who's better?
Tiger Woods.
Really?
Yeah, he drives it better. And when you lose distance, there's two things that as far as when you stand on the tee, you either got to be long, and it's okay to be crooked, but if you're not going to be long, you better be straight. And Tiger just hits it. When he gets it in a groove, he can hit more fairways, and then he's proven that he can take advantage of his irons. Phil Mickelson, great iron player, but statistically he hasn't been able to find the fairways on a regular basis over the last two seasons, and it's just – it really hurts them, and it's hard to play from the rough on the PGA Tour unless you're in that top 10% of players in length.
Wow, okay, and there was no hesitation, so I got you. Nota, I'm up against a hard break, but really good catching up. Nice having you back on the show, and have fun over at Bandon Dunes. Thank you, buddy.
Always great having you and talking with you. Thanks.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.